Hey, hi, hello, and welcome to Pop Off, the show where we take your favorite movies, music, and TV, and we rank them. I'm your host, Ethan Kaufman. Thanks for tuning in. I am very excited about this episode that we have in store today. I will be giving you my top 10 favorite episodes of HBO's Succession. But it's not just my top 10. We've got today's guest, Jaden Moreno, here. Jaden, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Ethan. I'm incredibly excited to be here.
We're Succession nerds.
Oh, 100%. Totally. Yeah. Huge part of my personality.
Yeah. When did you first get into the show?
About 2 years ago. It was just around when season 3 came out. I watched the first few seasons with my family, and then I got to watch season 4 like as it was coming out, you know, and it was a wonderful experience.
So much fun.
And yeah, show's been over for almost a year, and I still can't.
Yeah,
it's still.
You're better than me. I watched it right before season 4 came out, the first 3 seasons, so that I could watch season 4 live. Mm-hmm. Loved it immediately. Probably my second favorite show of all time, behind Breaking Bad. Where is it for you?
Probably like 5 or 6 for me. Okay. But it's up there. It's one of my favorites.
All right. I'm very excited for this list. I think it's very different from the last list I did, the Best Picture nominees, because that had like a set 10.
Yeah.
And so this, we love everything we're going to be talking about.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And we might have different things in our top 10, which means more episodes to talk about. And I also haven't talked with you about Succession nearly as much as I talked with Riley about the Best Picture nominees. I'm going to learn some things about you. I'm excited here.
I'm going to learn some things about you as well. I'm also very excited. I'm curious to see if there are overlaps.
Yeah. There's going to be
there's
some.
There's got to be some overlaps.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. And before we get into it, obviously, spoiler warning for the entire series. If your name is Sarah, Finn, Blake, Stephanie, whoever you are, if you haven't finished watching this show or you want to, you haven't even started and you want to, go do that whole, watch all 39 episodes before you listen to this.
Then come back.
Then come back. We'll still be here, you know. All right. I'm going to get into my 2 honorable mentions.
Got it.
The first one is season 1, episode 6. Which side are you on? The vote of no confidence, the infamous first of Kendall's many coups against Logan. This is the first truly great episode of Succession, I think. Like, it's great from the start, but this is the one that, like, if you aren't hooked by this point, I feel like the show's just not for you. That whole, like, last 20 minutes are amazing, so stressful. And then I also have season 4, episode 7, Tailgate Party. There are probably some episodes I'm not planning on talking about that I do like a little more, but I did really want to talk about this just in case it wasn't on your list. This is like setting the stage for the election. This is when Mattson has just the most silly line ever and tells Kendall his numbers are gay. But the main thing here is that fight between Shiv and Tom on the balcony where they clear the air. One of the best scenes of the whole show. Just both Sarah Snook and Matthew McFadden operating at just the highest level of dramatic acting that I think they have in them. It's so good.
You've spent 4 seasons of this watching just this horrible relationship, tense up. And
I'll say this now, Tom is my favorite character, so hearing him just go, "You have hurt me more than you could possibly imagine." Go, Tom! Let's go, Wanscans! All right, what are your honorable mentions?
So my honorable mentions, I have season 2, episode 5, Turnhaven. I've been rewatching the show, and it stuck with me a lot more. Just the way that the Pierces are kind of like this weird funhouse mirror version of the Roys. Like, each of them has their own little, like, Pierce member that they pair off with. Like, Connor's fighting with, like, the Pierce version of Connor about, like, politics for the whole episode. And that scene at the dinner table with Shiv. She reveals that Logan wants her to take over as CEO, and it's clear he probably doesn't really want that anymore. And it's just, it's so awkward. It's so good. And then I also have season 3, episode 5, The Retired Janitors of Idaho. Terrifically funny episode. There's the dead cat, like, under Logan's chair. Kendall with his rabbit that he's, like, telling Jess to feed the rabbit bagel, even though she's like, you can't do that, Ken. And him just, like, showing up on the stage randomly. Like, there's just so many good, like, it's just like a full, like, I love when the show goes full comedy. Yeah. And that episode's one of my favorite examples of it.
All right, I love both those episodes, and I'm going to start with my number 10 because you've already mentioned it. My number 10 is season 3, episode 5, Retired Janitors of Idaho. hilariously chaotic shareholder meeting. Mm-hmm. Succession is a great show that toes the line between drama and comedy. It really isn't one or the other. I do think this is the funniest episode, potentially. Off the walls. Logan gets a UTI. Everyone is scrambling. It's just so much fun seeing that, like, seeing Frank up there just prolonging the speech until they can reach a settlement. When the president calls and everyone's like, what are we going to do? Who's going to say no to the president? And Connor's like, oh, I'd love to say no to them.
So somehow Roman is the one who winds up on the phone with him. Like,
how does that happen? Very good episode for Shiv. She's the one that talks to Sandy and ultimately, like, secures the settlement because they were going to lose that vote.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like a total anticlimax, but it is sort of the end of that whole Sandy and Stewie, like, hostile takeover plot that was really from, like, I think season one, episode 8 is, like, when that first gets introduced.
Yeah, it was around for a while.
Yeah. And I like how it goes out like this, where it's not this big dramatic thing, but it is just kind of really, like, hectic episode. Yeah. Tom steps up.
Oh.
Love my boy Wolfgang's. Oh, yeah. taking his father-in-law to the toilet. Good boy.
Him, like, Logan, like, dazed out of his mind, like, referring to Tom as his son, and Tom being like,
There's, like, a video on YouTube that's, like, the Waystar Royco shareholder meeting, but only the chaotic parts, and it's, like, it's several minutes. It's a lot of it. Dad is an imaginary cat, and I could just F off.
I feel like every season, for the most part, has, like, one episode where the show just goes full, like, chaotic, like, comedy for the whole, like, there's, I mean, like, the Living Plus episode in season 4 is like that, like, the Safe Room episode in season 2. And they're always one of my favorites of the season. I tend to really enjoy the comedy parts of the show so much, and I really love when they just, I don't know, like, this is what the show could have been like if it was just complete comedy. Yeah. Like,
I also love that this is, and there are, like, several more of these that I think we'll hit on.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those great episodes where there isn't really a B plot. Like, there is, but really all of our characters are in the same space interacting just in regards to one specific thing. Oh my God! This is when Ewan tells Greg that he's giving all of his money to Greenpeace.
Yeah, that's when Greg's calling his lawyer and he's like, "Is there a way, like, to sue someone where it's like
affectionate?"
Yeah, he's like, "I love you and
but
want
you
in my life."
But I'm still taking legal action against you. Oh, I love this episode so much. What is your number 10?
So my number 10 is season 2, episode 8, Dundee. Great episode. You've got everyone freaking out over Rhea, who, like, suddenly is seemingly going to take over as Logan. Like, she came out of nowhere, and I was just like, what? And you have Logan's awful, awful surprise party. Kendall and the actress from Willow's Play that, like, this is such a cringe Kendall episode. Like, everything that he does,
be the cringe.
You
Kendall
watch it behind
episode.
Your hands, you're just like, no, what are you doing? Well, yeah, because then there's also L to the OG, which is, like,
classic.
Like, top 10 scenes. You have the same exact reaction as everyone in the audience. I'm just like, is this real? Like what?
And it cuts to the audience so much.
It hurts so much
more.
You're just watching everyone just, like, stunned. Logan is just, like, so unamused.
Yeah.
This is the moment when Logan decided that Kendall was going to be taking the fall for cruises.
Yeah.
I think that's so funny.
This is just a really fun episode. You like season 2 more than me, I feel like.
I think season 2, it's honestly, it's like depending on the day of the week, it could change between, like, seasons 2, 3, and 4, for which is my favorite. But I think it's season 2 overall is my favorite.
Season 4 is my favorite. And so this is when I feel like I just tend to think about less because I don't have that adoration for season 2 that maybe you do. But this is such a hell to the OG. It's so good. It's so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Kendall, why?
Like, how did you think this was going to be a good idea?
Yeah.
What, squiggle? Like, what?
I think, like, the whole Rhea plot near the second half of season 2, this is definitely one of the best episodes for that, because you have, like, Shiv getting more and more suspicious of, like, what her true intentions are.
Mm-hmm.
Logan just fully deciding to, like, discard Marcia. Yeah, and I think it's so funny that, like, within the next episode, she's never gone. See her again.
Yeah, she just leaves.
Yeah.
This is kind of a great episode for Shiv as far as, like, her actually, like, at the very end of this episode, the Jerry finds out that the cruises scandal is going to break, and she's like, whoever's taking over CEO, like, this is going to look horrible for them. And Shiv, like, convinces Logan to nominate Rhea and kind of sets up her downfall in the next episode. Yeah, and it's a time where you get to be like, oh, like, good for you, Shiv. Yeah. Like, that was great. Very enjoyable episode.
Totally. I am going to get into my number 9, which is season 3, episode 8, Cantyshire. This is when the Roys traveled to Tuscany for Caroline's wedding. And so much stuff goes down here.
Some crazy scenes in this episode.
Probably my favorite would be when Kendall goes to Logan to ask for that $2 billion payout, which he was offered in the last episode. Mm-hmm. Logan just refuses.
Mm-hmm. Refuses and also has Kendall's son, like, taste test his food in case...
Just to make sure it's not poisoned, you know?
Insane scene.
Low-key, one of the craziest things Logan's done. That whole conversation they have is amazing.
Yeah.
And ends with just Kendall broken. Just, like, that last shot of him in the pool. Probably one of the best final shots of any episode.
I am, deep down, I'm a Kendall super fan.
Yeah.
I love him with all of my heart. I just want to see him do good. I know he never does. I know he's a terrible person. But, like, I want him to be happy. The ending of that episode is so... It breaks my heart. Yeah. Like,
you have another brutal scene where Caroline is talking to Shiv and she basically tells her she regrets having children.
Oh, God, that scene is so horrible.
Crazy. And then Shiv, like, basically out of spite, decides to finally have a kid with Tom. And that whole scene there, too, is, like, where she just says to his face, I don't love you.
Yeah.
Kind of setting the stage for the finale. And this also, near the end, you have that amazing scene of Roman sending his unmentionables to Logan instead of Jerry.
Oh, that scene is so funny.
And then I also love Logan's reaction to it, where he's like, isn't it just Roman being Roman?
Yeah.
And she's like, well, no.
She's like, that's... Watching that when you first kind of put together what's going on, like when you see Logan's phone buzz, and Roman's like, that's odd.
Yeah.
But Logan's face when he looks at the phone, it's just like, what? It's just like, what? I need a break.
Yeah. Is this on your list?
So this episode is not on my list.
No.
I really enjoy this episode a lot. I know this is a favorite for a lot of people. What I don't love about this episode as much is I feel like it has less of its own storyline, really, and it's just kind of a collection of, like, a lot of different really good, like, scenes between different characters at the wedding, like, you know, which I think they're all excellent, but I don't think it has, like, driving force throughout the episode. Which is probably why it's not in my top 10, but I considered it. It was one of, like, the 10 episodes that shuffled through my honorable mentions when thinking about what to put there.
I had so many that I was maybe going to put.
Yeah,
I'm hoping you mentioned some of them.
Literally, as we were sitting down, I was like, I need to, let me change this. Like, I couldn't. So my number 9 season 2, episode 3. Hunting. Which, the boar on the floor episode, of course. For a while, kind of all I really remembered from this episode was that scene, because how could you forget? I mean,
it's amazing.
it's a great scene. And one of those moments in the show where you're just like, what, is this real? Like, what's that? Like, is he okay? Like, but there's so much other great stuff in this episode. The whole plot line of the reporter, like, writing a biography on Logan, who Greg accidentally goes into a meeting with and, like, calls Logan, like, all this stuff, and then is just freaking out that Logan's gonna kill him. Everyone's super, like, super tense this whole episode. It's really funny, but it's also, like, the whole time you're kind of waiting for someone to snap, and when it does, of course, it's Logan makes his workers get on the floor and fight over sausages, and it's, like, such a barbaric...
Yeah.
Scene, and one of the first times I think in the show where you're really like he's insane, like
Logan, he could have made them do anything,
yeah,
and they would have.
Like, Logan for a lot of season one is, like, not too well, like, so he's not really at, like, peak Logan yet, and I feel like end of season one season two was kind of the first times you're really, like, you see why everyone is so terrified of this man, and this is, like, probably the best example of that, because it's like he'll just do this. Like he'll just do stuff like this. It's a great... Oh, I love that scene. Is Hunting on your...
It is not.
Ooh.
I know. It hurts because I do love this episode.
Uh-huh.
The whole, like, when Roman is trying to talk to Pierce and, like, Kendall's trying to figure it out. There are so many, like, small things about this episode that are just really... Also the setting for it. Like, I love... Not that it's shot any different from the rest of the show, but, like, it's just, it looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
I love this episode. This episode's great. I'll get into my number 8, I guess, which is the season 1 finale, Nobody Is Ever Missing, This is Tom and Shiv's wedding in England, where some stuff happens.
some stuff happens.
Succession, try to have a normal wedding where nothing goes wrong challenge.
Every time that there's a wedding showing up, you know it's some terrible, terrible things are going to happen.
Totally. This episode kind of starts with Kendall delivering the bear hug to Logan. The way he like curls up in a ball, he's like, here, take it, go, goodbye, I'm sorry. And Logan's like, what is this?
Yeah.
And shoves it down the toilet. But then it's like obviously scrambling to get everyone together. Gets all of the kids together at the wedding, which is like not wild of him to do, but it is just like at Shiv's wedding to have all this business stuff taking center stage.
He doesn't care. He wasn't even going to go to the wedding.
Right, yeah. Like, I keep forgetting that. Shiv and Tom suggesting the open marriage on the wedding night.
So hard to watch. It's so hard to watch.
Look, guys, I don't have experience getting married. But if there was one tip for you, don't suggest an open marriage on your wedding night. Maybe
seemed to work out pretty well for them.
You have Kendall leaving with the waiter, obviously getting into that car crash, leaving him for dead, running back, just like that whole sequence, like from the crash to like where he's running back trying to like evade being seen, washing off in the bathtub, and then just coming back as if everything's fine. So
yeah,
tense.
That scene of him dancing to Up Down Girl with his kids afterwards is like,
You have Tom ejecting Nate from the wedding after finding out that he was with Shiv.
That's great. One of the few Tom wins.
Yeah. And then, of course, the ending with Logan blackmailing Kendall. You're my number one boy. Brutal. So, brutal end for Kendall.
This episode, I do have this episode on my list. I have it a little bit higher. Should I?
Where is it for you?
So this is number two on my list.
Damn!
I love the season one finale. I think it's one of the best episodes of the show. I think the entire everything with the waiter is so, like, I don't think the show ever really has anything else like that. Kendall, pretty much this kid dies and it's his fault. It's like a you know, nothing business related.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm gonna take this money from you. It's like, no, it's this kid's dead.
It's just an accident.
And it's such a, like, the whole episode is just kind of like regular, like, you know, Succession, everyone's fighting and yelling insults at each other, and then this happens and it's like whoa, like, oh my god. Like, it's like such a huge, like, tone shift. Yeah, and that final scene between Kendall and Logan is probably still my favorite scene in the show.
Really?
Yeah, the whole, you're my number one boy, the way Kendall starts crying in that scene, like, he literally looks like a child in that scene. Like, I don't know how, like, Jeremy Strong was so good in the show. Like, the way he just breaks down so quickly. And there's so many good little scenes in this episode. Caroline, this episode.
Yeah.
Is hysterical. Like, her horrible speech that she makes, all the terrible speeches that are made at this wedding. Yeah, the Tom-Nate scene I love. It's just such an excellent ending to the season, I feel like. I'm pretty sure it's actually my only, it's my only episode from season one on this list. But it's one of my absolute favorites.
It's so good.
Yeah.
What is your number eight?
Okay, so my number eight, this is what I'm sure is going to be higher up on your list.
Oh, boy.
Maybe kind of a crazy pick.
Oh, man.
Connor's wedding. I have.
Wow.
I love this episode. I would like to clarify. I think it's a terrific episode of television. Often considered to be the best episode of the show. I don't know if I can agree with that. I just, kind of similar to how I felt about Cancershire, in that I think it's an excellent episode, but it's really focused on one thing, which is, like, it is how all of the characters are reacting to Logan dying. It is done so well, and it's so sad, and all of them saying goodbye is horrible. And the whole episode, you're invested. And watching this for the first time was really such an incredible, because it was like, same thing, like, you were watching it along with the characters. Like, I didn't know if this was real. For a while, I was like, this is just Logan screwing with them, like, 100%.
Right.
Because they don't really show you his body for a while.
No.
And then you see, like, the chest compressions happening. You're like, wait, is it, like, no way. Like, he's not actually dead. Like, Logan wouldn't. Like, literally until the end of the episode, it wasn't really setting in that, like, it had actually happened. But, yeah, I think it does this one thing so well, but I have other episodes above it because I feel like all the other episodes do, like, so many different things so well. Well, this episode is really just kind of focused on this one thing, but it's such a good episode of television. Like, yeah. There's nothing you could say about it. Like, it wasn't really, it's just excellent.
Yeah, this is totally your revenge for me stealing your number two from you. This is my favorite episode of Succession.
This is your favorite episode?
Yeah. Watching this for the first time is maybe my favorite first watch of any episode of TV ever.
Uh-huh.
You have Logan dying. By the way, first 10 minutes of the episode aren't about that, and they're not still really
all.
Great. You
yeah.
have, like, Roman trying to fire Jerry. And
that scene is so horrible.
Being a total wuss. Kidney chop. but then, you know, Shiv ignoring those calls, by the way. Like, once you go back and rewatch it, that's
yeah,
awful.
It's horrible.
And just a little note. Is she has Tom in her phone as Tom Wamsgans, which I noticed when rewatching this episode. It's like, that is your, what? It's your husband.
Such a sterile, like.
That's so Shiv, though.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
that's
no.
so funny.
You have Tom calling Roman and is like, your dad is very sick. And then it's several minutes of them, like, just trying to piece together what's even happening. I just love the way that it plays out. It is so sudden, mm-hmm. and it is so intense. It is, like, the most realistic portrayal of a death I think I've seen in, like, media.
Yeah.
Just the way that everyone's reacting to it. The way Logan isn't shown except for, like, that one shot. Not seeing it makes it more effective, I think.
100%.
The phone calls to Logan that he probably couldn't even hear, mm-hmm. where Kendall and Shiv can't forgive him. Heartbreaking. I love Roman being in denial most of the episode. Like, it takes until Kendall's like, what we do today will be what we did the day our father died.
Yeah.
Like, it's really until those last 10 minutes that he's like, we don't know if he's dead.
Yeah.
We don't know for
sure. He's like,
sure.
We shouldn't be saying anything. And they're, like, the rest of them, you watch them, like, trying to pretty much tell him, like, no, he's dead, Roman, but without, like, explicitly saying it. Like, it's so sad.
Yeah, this is, and obviously, called Connor's wedding.
Yeah.
Connor. This is a great Connor episode. He asks Willa if she's just with him for money, mm-hmm. and she, like, tells the truth that, like, yes, a little bit, but also not fully. They go ahead with the wedding. Great decision, guys. Good job.
I think something, such a great, like, little joke on the show's part. Yeah, just that this episode was called Connor's Wedding, and going into the episode, you're like, all right, this one's about Connor.
Nope.
And then it's just,
it's never about
once again,
Connor.
It's never about Connor.
No, like, this combines the awful season finale settings of weddings and boats.
Yeah.
So much drama to be mined
from those
locations.
Goes well at a wedding or on a boat in the world of Succession.
Yeah, and then Connor's line of, my father's dead and I feel old, guts me.
The
Every
saddest,
time.
I think, weirdly enough, out of all four kids, Connor's reaction makes me the most sad. That the second
I
he finds
so
out, the first thing is just like, he never even liked me.
And then, but then he, like, goes into the room and just breaks down. He's like, what happened?
Oh.
What happened?
Oh, God, it's so sad. Oh. It's so sad. And something great about this episode is, like, that I love, the way Tom handles all of it. Like,
yeah.
He's weirdly on the phone with them, like, is actually kind of, like, handling it well as far as, like, getting them all to
right.
talk to him and holding the phone through.
And
like,
Tom's not in a good position.
No,
here. Like,
not at all.
He has that call with Greg where he's, like, he feels vulnerable now.
Yeah.
And he wasn't before. Greg, by the way, is totally the one that, like, leaked it to the press.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. I've seen some people who, like, don't think this episode's all that saying, like, too much time is spent on, like, sort of the response and the PR of it. It's
no.
not. It's so good.
No, you
just
know.
Them
I think
trying to figure out how to deal with this massive loss,
mm-hmm.
but being burdened of it being a monetary event, and they do have to respond to it somehow.
No, I think everything in this episode was absolutely necessary, and I think in a lot of ways this episode was almost kind of like the real start of season four, because it throws the show in completely new territory.
After this episode on HBO, it gives you almost a trailer for the whole rest of the season. Because,
yeah.
like, that's what this is about.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Like, you have, in those first two episodes of season four, you have, like, Logan's talk with Colin, where he's like, is there anything after this?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have him in rehearsal apologizing to the kids, and that's their last conversation. I love you, but you aren't serious
people. You're
not
serious people.
It was building to this.
Yeah.
But it still feels like a total shock.
And going back, I think that episode also gets so much better in retrospect at rehearsal because of that. Yeah, that whole scene in the karaoke bar with Logan. That's another one of my favorite episodes that was so close to making it in the honorable mentions.
Yeah.
But yeah, that whole scene with Logan and the kids where he apologizes. Yeah, when he says, you know, of course, you're not serious people. And you have Connor's whole speech. All of that is like, gets so much sadder and has so much more weight knowing that it was the last time really any of them interact with him except for Roman.
Roman. All right, I'm going to get into my number 7.
All right.
You've hit it already. Season 2, Episode 5, Turnhaven.
Mm-hmm.
Roy's go visit the Pierces, and what I love so much about this episode, which nobody talks about, this is Logan on his best behavior.
That is true.
This is him having to play nice, which he doesn't do that. He's not the kind of character who does that. But this is him wanting something and not being the one with the power. And I think that is such an interesting dynamic that we see so little throughout the show. That dinner scene that you talked about, amazing. Shiv being so impulsive. This is, like, I know people talk about how Shiv's, like, the smartest of the siblings. She's being stupid here. What are you doing? Just tell them it's gonna be me. What? And then she gets upset and, like, talks to Tom and is like, I think I just ruined it for myself. Yes, you did. You fool.
Yeah. Oh, so horrible. That's another one of those. That's one of the most uncomfortable Shiv moments to watch.
Yeah.
Where she's like, what are you doing? Like, no, stop.
Yeah. Honestly, it might speak to a failure on Logan's part because, like, someone had to have known that they would probably ask about that if they were going to be going through with the merger.
Oh, 100%. But Logan, he doesn't want to think about what happens after.
And he doesn't want to commit to it. And he, like, even after the dinner scene, when they are, like, with Nan and Naomi making the deal, Nan Pierce is like, you have to announce Shiv when we do this, otherwise we aren't doing this. And Logan's like, nope.
Yeah.
Nah.
It's like, that's not how I do things.
Right. And then I love that they call back after. They're still interested. And so it ends up being a win, but we only see the loss.
Uh-huh.
It's like such a weird twist at the end, but I like it a lot. Kendall and Naomi.
Oh, great.
Great stuff. Because it really, it's Kendall who really seals it for them by having that talk with her, convincing
Kendall,
her to get out.
It was a Kendall win.
Yeah.
It was a Kendall win. He does he's so good at his job.
Yeah.
He's not, but
no.
Sometimes it's nice to see him win.
Yeah. And again, it really is episode 5 for a lot of these seasons, because you have Thanksgiving in season 1, you have the shareholder meeting in season 3, and then you have Kill List in season 4, where all of these characters are just in one spot associating with
each other.
And that's where the drama comes from. And like you said, with Connor and the Connor Roy of the Pierces, there's just so many fun little interactions with, like, our characters and characters we don't know very well.
Yeah.
That I really love.
I do love, like you were saying, with this episode being Logan on his best behavior, watching this episode through Logan's eyes is just like, God, my family is so stupid. Like, everything they do, he's just, like, losing it at every, that scene where he pulls them all into the back room to, like, regroup with all of them because he's just mad at how bad they are. Like,
you hit this person.
Yeah,
you
like,
hit
after him. Them. He's like, he found out Shiv made fun of the guy getting his second PhD.
Yeah, this is a really good Logan episode.
Yeah, one of the best.
Definitely. All right, do you want to get into your number 7?
Yeah, so my number 7 is series finale.
All right.
With Open Eyes. Again, I love this episode. This episode is a lot longer than any other episode in the show. It's like 90 minutes.
Yeah.
But I really love the slow pace that it takes because it's really like, I feel like everything has so much more weight. You spend like 20 minutes with the kids, like, just kind of like when they decide to all team up again for the last time, like watching them come to that realization and bond and all this stuff.
Meal
and,
fit for a king.
Yeah, and you're watching it and you're like, oh, this is really nice. And then you check the time and you're like, there's still half an episode left. This is not this is not gonna end well. And then just watching it all very slowly just fall apart. You know, the second Kendall puts his feet up on that desk and Shiv sees it happen and she's just like, oh, this is over. Oh, and that last scene with Kendall, Roman, and Shiv where they're all fighting is I am the eldest boy scene is so good. It's so, oh my God, it's so horrible to watch. Ugh, how, like, depraved Kendall gets
Kendall
in the
going
end.
Back on the confession.
Yeah.
Is amazing.
Is so crazy and so terrible to watch. Like, especially.
Like they will, I know you've had moments in the past. I think it's season 3, episode 3, when Shiv releases that letter about
him. Yeah, the open letter.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and he, on the call in the next episode, is like, Shiv, I don't know if we come back from that. And they do.
Yeah.
I don't know if they come back from this. Like, Kendall full-on, like, attacking Roman.
I don't know if Kendall, with either of them, after this episode, really comes back. I'm sure Shiv and Roman will still be on good enough terms. But, yeah, this seemed to be, like, he just, he
loses it
for himself. He can't handle not being it. That one line in that scene where he's like, it's funny, but it's also sad, and I think such a good insight to his character, yeah. When he's like, I feel like if I don't get to do this, I might die. Like, which is like such an over the, like, Schiff
it's
laughs
over the
when he
top,
says it.
But he does
but
feel
also
that
like
way.
That's his entire life has just been this one thing.
And they go into it earlier in the episode. He was promised it at 7 years old.
Yeah.
And I love when he's like, he shouldn't have done that. Like, that was messed up.
Yeah.
Because it is.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't change the fact that he has been, like, from the first episode.
Yeah.
He thought this was...
It was him. Not only was it, like, always going to be him to take over, but that was, in many ways, I think, that was his relationship with Logan. He was Logan's successor. Like,
yeah.
So, you know, losing that is losing any connection to his dad, any connection to the company. Like, it's just... Oh. Yeah. So heartbreaking to watch, and Tom winning is so good. Tom came out of left field, and I was like, wait, this makes so much sense.
It does, because Shiv is like with Mattson the whole second half of this season,
yeah.
And is telling him like Tom is servile because he is.
Uh-huh.
But Mattson hears that and he's like, so that's what I want.
But that's what he wants. Yeah, that's all any of them want.
You have too many big plans for me, and I don't want that. I want a puppet.
And yeah,
Tom's like, I can be your pain sponge.
Ugh, so good. That scene of him and Shiv at the end in the car with that weird, like, hand touch thing.
Shiv is her mother.
No.
It's crazy, though, because she's had the leverage in their relationship from the get-go, and this is the first time where she doesn't anymore.
Now Tom has the power.
Yeah, and she did it to herself. No one else to be mad at. I didn't know where I wanted to put this on my list. I knew it was going to be high up. This is my number four. This is an amazing series finale.
It's so good.
Greg making moves.
Yes.
With the translator.
The Greg power plays.
And then the scene with him and Tom in the bathroom.
Is
where
so good.
Having a smackdown.
Ugh.
But Tom saves him at the end.
Yeah, I love that little Tom putting the sticker on his head.
Shiv and Roman talking about like who it should be, and then both kind of realizing it does have to be Kendall.
Yeah.
Just all of that when Shiv like yells out to Roman, hey, guess who Kendall thinks it should be? Yeah, meal fit for a king.
Uh-huh.
The video of Logan.
Oh, that's a great.
Which is like their last real moment with him.
And also like one of the first times we see Logan just like being a human being. Like it's like almost humanizing in a way. Like seeing him just hang out with friends. Like
totally.
We've never seen him do
I
that
also,
before.
One thing about that I love, Connor is there.
Yeah.
And proves that like he knew his place and may have honestly been taken much more seriously than the Sibs.
Yeah,
because like
Connor never really wanted anything to do with the business. He just
wanted Logan's approval.
Yeah,
you have Roman accepting that they were just never gonna be CEO.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely has like the happiest ending I think of the three.
Yeah, 100%. He's pretty much right back where he started in the beginning of the show. I mean. Billions richer, but
yeah,
that's
also the thing. It's like it isn't even a lot because, like,
yeah,
they got a great deal.
The show somehow convinces you that all of these characters becoming multi-billionaires is like one of the saddest episodes, saddest
these,
endings
all
of
these
in
multi-billionaires
TV history.
Yeah. Becoming richer,
but it's so sad.
Thomas Succession, love you, moms.
At least we get to see Tom Wim. It's so annoying that Mattson takes over, though. He's such a worm. I find him so gross in the show.
He's like the replacement Logan, I feel like.
But he bothers me so much more. At least Logan was enjoyable to watch.
Yeah.
Mattson's just like, I don't like you. He mails blood to people. Like, he's just wrong. Like,
yeah. All right, I'm going to get into my number six.
All right.
Season 4, episode 8, America Decides.
This is also my number 6.
Oh, let's go. We agree on something. This was very close. I was wrestling back and forth between this and my number 5 for what should be higher.
Mm-hmm.
I do love this, though. This is this is election night. Another one where it's just kind of election night, and it's everyone interacting in that one space. This is really Shiv versus Roman.
Yeah.
And Kendall in the middle with this moral conflict, because you have, like, he knows for the good of the country, he should absolutely not be going with Mencken for his pockets and for his business ambitions. He has to. It's really like Shiv lying about talking to Nate is like another one of those.
Yeah.
Shiv, what are you doing?
Come on, Shiv. Like,
As if he doesn't have a way to find out like, that immediately. Like, she is working with Mattson and has no interest in...
I found myself on Team Shiv for most of season four.
Yeah.
Probably also just because I was so anti-Roman. Like,
right.
I'm a Roman. I can't stand him. I do think,
though, it's like it's so silly Kendall and Roman deciding to tank the deal and then immediately telling Mattson that episode. Uh-huh. It's crazy.
Ugh, yeah. But I was kind of Team Shiv for most of season four, and then this episode watching it all fall apart, it was just like, Shiv, why are you gonna be like that? but yeah, this is I think this is probably the best episode of season four, which it wasn't my favorite of the season for a while, but it really it's grown on me over time, and one of the episodes I think that has stuck with me the most. It's crazy how this like fake presidential election that is not real. I had, like, an actual real-life, like, gross pit in my stomach feeling watching it as if I was actually watching this man get elected for the country.
That's what it does so well is I think maybe more than any other episode, it puts world events in perspective.
Yeah.
But in its own fun, stressful succession way.
Yeah.
ATN calling Wisconsin early, even though they don't have all of the ballots from it.
Which is like that would happen, like, 100%, like...
Yeah.
Oh, God, I went to bed angry that night after watching this.
This is the episode that makes me angriest with Roman, because
I can't say Roman in this episode.
Just call it pending call. We don't actually have to call the election, but then Mickin wins Arizona, mm-hmm. and it's like, well, we can't not call it.
He's so gross in this episode. Like, he has no remorse whatsoever about what he's doing.
Tom managing the newsroom and the decision desk with Elliot from Breaking Bad.
Oh,
I love that. Wasabi in his eyes.
I think it's wasabi. Greg
with the LaCroix.
He has Greg gregging for him again. It's crazy that this is not the first episode of the show where Greg is bullied into doing cocaine with someone.
Right.
Like, it just keeps happening to him. And every time he's like, I really don't want to.
Yeah. You have Shiv telling Tom about the pregnancy.
Yeah.
And Tom thinking like, it's a move.
Is this a play? Like, what is this?
Which is, and that breaks her. But it's like, that is a valid response, I feel like, at this point. I don't know. Team Tom all the way. Yeah, I just love how the election is just totally based on business.
Yeah.
This is the end of the con heads.
Oh, so sad. Oh, Connor's final speech, though, is so funny.
Connor's final speech is amazing.
When he's like, you blew it. Like, great Connor episode.
Yeah. All around, this is just amazing.
Yeah. Excellent episode.
Yeah. What's your number five?
So my number five is season three, episode seven, Too Much Birthday.
Nice.
Which for a while, this was actually my favorite episode of the show.
Really?
Yeah, for a very long time. And it's still up there. I think I could still be convinced if someone was trying to talk me into that for some reason. This is probably... It's my favorite Kendall episode, 100%. Okay. I feel like you get such a good idea of his character and just how much of a loser he is in so many ways and how sad he is.
Yeah.
And also a great episode for Shiv and Roman, too, I think.
Yeah. Shiv on the dance floor.
Shiv on the dance floor is great. And then that final scene between Shiv, Roman, and Kendall. Kendall's just absolutely broken. You kind of see a more human side of Shiv, where even she's kind of realizes, like, wow, Kendall's really, like, he's not in a good place right now. And Roman just being the absolute worst. Like,
totally.
I was, like, almost yelling at the TV screen watching this for the first time, because I was just like, leave Kendall alone! Like, he bullies him. He says he's spying on his kids. He trips him. Like, he's horrible. He's so mean. Oh, and it's so gross. And that scene of one of the best images of the show is Kendall searching through his mountain of birthday gifts, trying to find the gift from his kids. It's so good. It's, like, such a good representation of, you know, kind of what the show is about in a lot of ways, that these people have, like, everything they could ever want in life. But the only thing that they actually want, which is just, like, a family and people to love them, like, they can't get that because they're all still so selfish and miserable.
Yeah. This is not on my list, unfortunately.
Whoa!
I know. I do really love it. It was one of the ones I was considering for the honorable mentions. And I wasn't, like, trying to predict your list, but as the huge candlehead that I know you are, I figured this might be on here.
I love it so much.
This is my treehouse.
Yes, his treehouse. Him singing Honesty, like, where he's going to sing it at his party, is so good.
And then just deciding, like, when he's about to do it, like,
he's like,
no,
I can't,
this is stupid.
I can't do this.
Yeah.
His all bangers all the time playlist.
This is the introduction of Mattson, Like, yeah. He's talked about in episodes prior, but this is the first time we see him. And I really do love the way they introduce him, of him just, like, in the treehouse, this kind of slimy tech weed.
Yeah.
Yeah, Roman, please stop. Please
such
stop.
Such a gross Roman
brother.
Episode. This is the point of the show where he at least believes he has the most power.
Yeah.
That he does at any point.
He might, honestly.
Yeah, he's, like, he's the closest with Logan, 100%. Yeah. And he just, like, becomes such a little gremlin when he has that power. Like, it immediately, I mean, they all do in different ways, but his way is definitely, he's just like,
this is like totally what I would have imagined a Kendall birthday would be.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, you have the insane conceptual art piece of where it starts with, like, you're being born as Kendall.
The entranceway, yeah.
The entranceway. But then, of course, he's, like, fixated on Connor not taking off his jacket.
That part is so funny. When he's walking out, he's just like, take your jacket off.
Take your jacket off.
Yeah, and Willa coming to Connor's defense is also weirdly a kind of sweet, like, Willa and Connor moment.
Yeah.
Where she's like, he's going to leave his jacket on to Kendall's, like, goons that he sends out. Tom and Greg scene when they're walking through that, like, hallway of, like, where, like, the flower people compliment you. And Tom's like, what did you say to me? What did you say? And Greg's like, no, Tom, this is job.
All right, I'm going to get into my number five. It's season 4, episode 9, Church and State. It's a great penultimate episode because I think, like, the finale, you have those emotional moments, but a lot of the finale is what happens to the business, who's taking over. This is just Logan's funeral for a lot of it.
Yeah.
For, like, the majority of the episode, I think. Love all of the eulogies. Ewan's is amazing.
So good.
Where it's like everyone's trying to stop him from speaking, but then he gets up there and it gives such an accurate portrayal of just, like, how brutish Logan was.
Yeah.
And then reveals what happened with Rose, with the polio. Which is, like, that's something that had been alluded to. I think it was Shiv that, like, made Rhea do a toast to her, and she had no idea.
Which is, like, make sure you toast to, like, toast to Rose.
To Rose,
who'll
and
like
everyone's
that,
like,
yeah.
oh, that. But, no, this is something that the show, like, keeps very close to its chest the whole way, and then finally it's revealed here. Because I think, something like this would be revealed at a funeral.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make Logan more sympathetic, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
But it does provide some nice background for, like, a lot of that anger and frustration.
I do really love how you find out so much about Logan in the show from after his death. Like, you really, like in...
You have that scene here of, like, Shiv asking, hey, how bad was Dad?
Uh-huh.
And it's, like, it's such a good moment.
Oh, that is also one of my favorite parts of the Caroline, Marcia,
oh, my
Carrie
God! With
trio.
All of Logan's women just sitting next to each other. I love that.
It's so, it's a great little moment.
Like, it's so weird, but it's weirdly really heartwarming.
It's kind of, like, you know Caroline's doing it just to, like...
To stick it to him, in a way.
Yeah, in a weird way, it's kind of sweet, like, all of them sitting together.
Roman breaking down, obviously.
So hard to watch.
It's so satisfying seeing that after America decides. Because, like, by the way, he should have killed it. Kendall shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Because he, going into this, like, Rava's taking the kids out of the city, Jess quits, and Roman's on top of the world. He just got his fascist BFF elected president. Oh, my God.
He falls
Kieran
apart,
Culkin
though.
In this scene.
Is he in there?
Can we get him out?
Oh, God. It's so sad to watch.
The line with Marcia and Shiv at the cemetery where she's like, he broke my heart and he broke your hearts too.
Yeah.
It's like one of my favorite lines of season 4, maybe even the whole show.
I love Shiv's eulogy too.
Yeah.
I love so much.
Goodbye, my dear world of a father.
Such a great scene. And even in that, I love how Shiv can't, it's even in his eulogy, she can't fully accept him. She acknowledges that in the, like, he was a horrible person.
Yeah.
All the eulogies are just such great writing.
Yeah.
And the performances are incredible.
And then on the business end of things, I just love how it takes a turn because Roman and Kendall thought that, like, by backing Mencken, they had this all firmed up.
Yeah.
And then with Shiv talking to Mattson about a US CEO and they talked to Mencken about it and he's like, yeah, I'll give it to you. Rock bottom for Roman, totally at the end, on, like, going out into the protesters.
Yeah, 100%.
Just everything about this episode. I love this episode.
So this episode's not on my list. I do like this episode a lot, though. But the first time I watched this episode, I did not like it that much.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I enjoyed all the funeral stuff.
You enjoyed all the funeral stuff?
I enjoyed the, funeral. I really, like, I thought all of that was excellent. But I didn't love a lot of the business stuff. I didn't love the ending of the episode. I thought, I don't know, at the time it felt kind of jarring to me. I rewatched it, like, 2 days afterwards.
Okay.
Because I was like, I feel like I missed something. And I don't know, it all clicked a lot more. I'm still not crazy about Roman getting, like, trampled by the protesters.
Yeah.
I don't know, something about it, it felt a little like they needed something for the ending of the episode, and Roman was, like, I don't know, it felt like a pretty big leap for Roman. But I get why it's there, and it sets up Roman in the next episode hanging out with his mom in, like, a t-shirt and shorts, like, which is such a great little character thing. I do really like this episode. Some of the best writing in the show, 100%. All of the eulogies are so good.
Yeah. All right. Give me your number four.
So my number four is the season two finale, This Is Not for Tears.
All right.
Fantastic episode. I read somewhere something comparing this episode almost to, like, an Agatha Christie novel. Like, you have all of these, this diverse collection of characters on a boat together, and one of them is going to get killed, pretty much.
Yeah.
And you're watching and seeing who it's going to be, which I think is such a fun way to describe this episode. Because it is. You're watching it the whole time. You know someone's got to take the fall for Cruises. You don't know who.
We need a blood sacrifice.
You need the blood.
He's like, we need a head on a spear.
Whatever he says. The whole scene of them at lunch
the
together.
Table, yeah.
Where they're all fighting about who they think should be killed is just great. You've got, like, the whole main cast there.
Yeah.
pretty much calling out other people who they think should, like, get fired and maybe go to prison. Yeah, really one of the best Shiv and Tom scenes where they're on that beach together, and Tom says, which is probably...
It's my favorite line of the
series. I was
going to
say, it's probably my favorite line of the series, too. Yeah, Tom saying, like, I wonder if the, you know...
The sad I'd be without you would be less than the sad I get from being with you.
Which is such a good... Such a good, like, line, such a good description.
And then immediately
of
going from that to taking Logan's chicken.
Yeah, and you go right into him.
Which is one of the funniest moments.
And Logan's face when he does that is so funny. And then, the final Kendall, man. Seeing that win at the end of the episode, I mean, even knowing it doesn't wind up really panning out too well for him, but at the moment, it's such a good scene.
Yeah. I'm going to cut you off here because you took my number one from me, so I'm not going to let you take my number two from me. this is my second favorite episode. This is my favorite of the season finales.
Yeah.
Every season finale of this show
is
incredible,
so
but this is my favorite. This is the only episode that we've watched together.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like a calm intensity is how I would describe it, because, like, they're all on this yacht. And it's quiet. The whole, like, they don't use the score that much.
Mm-hmm.
It's just these conversations on the water. But it is so, like, tense just seeing all of them turning on each other.
Yeah.
Frank and Carl going at each other because they feel like it's one or the other. Roman sticking up for Jerry because, of course
Greg, he would.
Greg Sprinkles. Connor trying to...
The Connor Willa scene where she... Where he
throws
gets,
the
where
iPad. Reviews,
the noise she makes when she throws it back. Like, it's like a squawk. Like.
Yeah. Like you said, Shiv and Tom on the beach is one of my favorite scenes of the whole show.
Heartbreaking.
You have Logan obviously picking Kendall to take the fall with that great, you're not a killer, you have to be a killer. And then by the end, Ken just totally betraying him at the press conference.
Uh-huh. And that final
and
shot
that,
of Logan.
That final, that's probably my favorite final shot of any episode,
uh-huh,
is just that
too.
Little smile.
Where you're like, he's kind of proud of him, isn't he? Like,
yeah.
In his own weird, demented way, this is probably the most proud he's ever going to be of Kendall.
Because this is such a great ending for season two, because
all
of season two, Kendall has been stuck kind of under Logan's thumb, carrying out his dirty work, like Valter, all of that. Which he, like, went up to bat for in season one and now just has to gut it. And then in those last 2 minutes, he finally gets out from under there.
Like, it feels like the whole season pretty much is just one long setup for this payoff. You watch 10 episodes of Kendall just kind of being Logan's whipping boy.
It's maybe the most satisfying moment of the series.
It's so good.
No.
I'm going to say second most satisfying.
Okay.
We'll get to my most satisfying
in a little bit. I think I know what we're going to get to.
Something else I also really love in this episode. Shiv kind of gives up any shot of being CEO in this episode pretty much for Kendall and for Tom. When Logan goes there and is like, you're someone who wants this job, you've got to choose. Like, she's like, I can't do that. I'm sorry. She's like, just please just don't let it be Tom. She's like, but I can't do this.
And he sees that and he's like,
She was not a killer.
No.
Also, an amazing episode of television, and one of the best, I think, that balances, finds that really nice sweet spot between comedy and drama,
yes,
where it's a really funny episode, but there are also some really, like, heartbreaking moments, and then just some really good, like, tense, like, dramatic, like, it's got everything.
I'll let you get into your number three next.
Okay. Season 2, episode 4. Safe Room.
Safe Room. I knew Safe Room was going to be on your
list. I think I've spoken about this episode before also because I love... This is my favorite non-season finale episode. I almost always forget the amount of, like, different iconic little succession scenes happened in this episode. Greg and Tom fighting in the safe room, which is great. Connor speaking at Moe's funeral and just...
When a man dies, it is sad.
Like, such a great... We're just saying absolutely
funniest.
Nothing. Which also, Willa wrote for him, you find
out.
Yeah. So, good for Willa.
Good job.
She killed it.
You know what? Those play reviews are starting to make a lot of sense.
Roman in, like, management training, which is so many really funny, great things.
When he just, like, when they play the video and he's just there.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even say anything.
You see, he jumps on the video and he gets excited, gets into his face, and then it just cuts away and he doesn't even say anything. It's like, such a funny moment.
Yeah, this is a great Greg episode.
Such a great Greg episode.
A person could fit through there, a small person.
And a tiny child. Yeah, one of my favorite lines of the show when Greg's freaking out and he's like, should we go somewhere? And Tom's like, no, we stay here. Greg, this is the safe room. And he's like, how is it safe? It's just a room. Like, it's so funny. This episode is the start of the Roman Jerry tryst, which is one of my favorite, such a disgusting, weird plot line to be thrown into the show. That's like such a crazy addition.
This is like easily the second funniest plot line of the entire show behind Connor wanting to be president.
Yeah, it's so funny. At first, when it starts, you're like, what? Like, ugh. And then suddenly you're like, wait, no, this makes sense for both of these characters. Like,
This episode is not on my list. I feel like that's because I always forget just how much is... Like, I'm on Wikipedia right now looking at the episode description. Mm-hmm. There's so much. This is where Rhea first comes
in. Yeah, it's the first Rhea appearance.
This is obviously Mo's funeral is amazing. Kendall breaking down to Shiv at the end.
Yeah, such a sad
him outside
scene.
With the glass.
That's also one of my favorite ending shots.
That is amazing.
Yeah, the giant, like, barriers that were built around his balcony.
Yeah, Tom talking to Ravenhead about being a Nazi.
Yes, also
that scene
is so
That's
funny.
Great.
Yeah.
Just so
the
so
human
much
human
here.
Furniture is also in this episode.
Right,
when Greg comes to visit Tom and he's just got his legs up on some guy.
Yeah.
I think this in my opinion, this is the funniest episode of the show. I think
this is totally up there for
it's,
me.
Oh god, it's there's just so much great stuff in this episode. And also such a great I love as much as I love Kendall, Tom's a close second as far as my favorite characters go. And this is maybe my favorite Tom episode because it's like you're just in many ways it feels like you're just watching his life kind of fall apart as far as his career, his relationship with his wife. And then the last thing that he has in his life is his relationship with Greg somehow.
Right.
And Greg suggesting an open relationship with Tom, like...
It sets him off.
Oh, yeah, and he starts whipping the water bottles. It's so good.
Don't do this.
You're one of my best friends, Tom. it's such a good episode, and one that I always... This is an episode I've rewatched a couple times just, like, on my own. It's just so much fun to watch.
Yeah.
There's so much going on.
All right. Should we talk about All the Bells Say?
Yeah.
That's season 3 finale.
Uh-huh. Is that your number three?
This is my number three. Is this your number one?
It is my number one,
All right. Figured. I'll let you go first.
When I said before, you said the most, like, satisfying moment in the show is Kendall's win at the end of season 2, and I said that's probably the second most satisfying for me. For me, the most satisfying is... It somehow happens to be both satisfying and also absolutely devastating.
Yeah.
Is Tom's betrayal at the end of this season, because... On one hand, it's so sad because you're watching all the kids finally work together for, like, the first time in the show, and it's so exciting, and you really, again, the show, it tricks you somehow into thinking that they're actually going to succeed. Like, I was like, they've got this. I'm so happy for them.
It's not a show about teamwork.
and then it falls apart, and they get screwed over by their mom.
Right.
Over the phone. Like, she's, like, on speakerphone, she delivers this to them, and it's just like, I'm so busy, I can't, and it just, like, hangs up. But then also, it's like, it's the first time in the show where you see Tom finally stand up to the kids, and you're just like, yes, Tom! Like, this is so, I'm so happy for him, like, I'm mad at him, but also, like, he did it! Like,
yeah.
It's such a good... And somehow, this is another episode where you go back and you rewatch it, and it's almost insane how obvious they make it that Tom is gonna betray them. Like that whole scene with Greg, where he pretty much talks
deal
Greg,
with the devil?
Where he's like asks Greg to join the dark side. They're pretty much doing everything but telling you that he's about to betray them, and yet it's such a shock. Yeah, and that final shot of like Logan giving the pat to Tom is
and
such
a and him with Shiv and Shiv not even knowing, not even putting it together.
Oh, it's so good.
Another wedding. Please stop making stuff go down at these weddings. Throughout the whole episode, I just love everything here. You have Logan and Roman going to meet with Mattson.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, I feel like, similar to Turnhaven. This is a situation when Logan kind of realizes he doesn't have all of the power.
Yeah.
And he considers it. And he notably stays behind to talk to Mattson and sends Roman back. And Roman doesn't even put that together. And then Shiv's like, but he stayed behind to talk. This is Logan kind of realizing he has to sell to get out, that it's time. And I love, like, the siblings piecing it together.
And you piece it along with them, too.
Right, like, that he is totally doing this and is leaving them out of it. And then as soon as all the business stuff starts to flare up, Kendall.
Oh,
I'm all apart.
That whole scene is so, so good. That shot of them, where Kendall's, like,
together
down.
Outside.
Yeah, Kendall's down on the ground.
Yeah.
It's so good. And I love that scene.
It's so amazing because, like, this has been two seasons coming, and they still find a way to inject some humor into it. Like, you have Roman, he's like, Shiv, you've killed a kid. She goes, yeah.
It's so good. And another episode that also, I think, like, in hindsight, is so much more powerful now, that scene. Knowing that Kendall goes back on this in season four and is like, no, that never happened. That saying he false memoried it is like... makes this so much sadder because it's one of the only moments in the show where the three kids kind of, in a weird way, like, connect. Like it almost, I mean, it's obviously he's telling them about a horrible thing that happened, but the fact that he's opening up to them about it and that they still kind of accept him is weirdly almost sweet. Like,
it
it's.
Is. I love seeing all of them together. Like, season four, I feel like, was sort of billed as, like, Logan versus the kids.
Yeah.
But even by the end of episode two, Roman was off talking to him.
Immediately it fell apart, which is expected for
them. Right. But, like, it is a very nice, warm feeling of this unity that you don't get a lot in Succession.
Just to be swiftly crushed by Logan in, like, 20 minutes when they go to reveal their plan to him.
You're playing toy effing soldier.
That whole when Shiv,
I win.
When Shiv's like, no, when he mocks Shiv, she's like, no, you need a super majority. He's like, I remember you need a super majority. Like, such a mean it's so childish.
I love Kendall, like, coming out of maybe even his rock bottom. Like, there are so many moments you could point to as Kendall's rock bottom, but like him coming out of it, realizing that, like, we have to take him down.
Yeah.
Figuring out that they do have that veto power. Shiv telling Tom because she is a fool that does not see how much she has hurt him. And he, again, Tom's my favorite character. I was wrestling with where to put this because the season finales for seasons 2, 3, and 4 are my 2, 3, and 4. And I was going to put this behind the series finale.
Yeah.
I couldn't. This is maybe the Tom episode.
Yeah, it's an all-timer. It's the ultimate Tom moment. Literally three seasons of the show has been building up to this, and it's so...
It's made so much so better great. With that scene at the end of season 3, episode 6, where he's talking to Kendall, and he's like, you've lost every time.
I've never seen that happen to Logan once, which is true, and is also great in that final scene. This is kind of the first time, really, that Shiv and Roman, like, really go up against Logan. Like, Kendall's kind of been doing the whole show, and then lose.
Logan looks to Roman to, like, make them leave and just talk with him.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's a nice callback to the vote of no confidence where Roman ultimately couldn't do it. And he's like, please don't do this.
Yeah.
And he actually sticks up for himself, and it doesn't matter.
Uh-huh. But it's like, the first time they really lose at the hands of Logan while Kendall's, like... He's been through this before.
Yeah.
Like this isn't news to him.
Same old rodeo.
Yeah, like, he's just like, here we are again. When Roman goes up to Jerry and he's like, please, like, Jerry, you gotta help us somehow.
How does this serve my interests?
It's like, oh, Jerry.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is my favorite episode of the show. I love it. I like jumped out of my seat the first time watching this at the Tom betrayal. And yeah, we know.
That pat on the shoulder.
It's so good. It's such a great.
Because all of season three, he's like been kind of aiming for that. Like at the shareholder meeting.
He's going
like
to prison.
To take him to the bathroom. take going to prison. And then it not happening. But Logan's like, I'll remember.
And he does.
Go Tom. Go Tom.
Great episode.
Yeah.
Great show.
I think that wraps it up.
Yeah. This was a lot of fun. This was a really so good. Fun.
Connor's really good, wedding really at 8. Time. I hate you for that.
I'm so sorry. I love it. It's an excellent episode. It's so good.
You
didn't even have Safe Room or Too Much Birthday on your list. So.
There are too many great episodes.
There really are. It's so difficult to pick. Like, I spent so long mulling over this because I could not decide which episodes to put in.
Yeah.
Because there are too many good ones.
There
I mean, there are, what, 39 episodes of the show?
39
Probably
episodes.
25 of them could have...
Easily.
We didn't
even talk about DC. I'm wearing the Succession shirt. You can't make a Tom live without bringing some Gregs.
Yeah. We didn't talk about DC. We didn't talk about, I mean, like a handful of season one episodes that weren't even brought up.
Yeah.
There's too much good stuff.
There is every episode of season four, like Honeymoon States we didn't talk about.
Yeah. Season four.
Kill List we barely got into.
So solid.
Yeah. All right, I think that wraps it up. Thank you all for listening, Jaden. Thank you for being on here,
talking
some Succession with me. Tune in next week for some more pop off. We will see you next time, Jaden. We won't see you. You won't be here.
Yeah, no, I won't. I'll be listening though.
You'll be listening. Oh, thank you. It was nice having you on.
Thank you.
We'll have you on some other time.
I had a great
maybe
time.
I don't know. Who knows? Bye, bye everyone. See ya.